The following was recorded Friday, February 5th, 2016.
Dear friends, not long ago, our temple members received by mail Temple Emmanuel's new statement of vision. Recently adopted by our Board of Trustees, the document challenges us, quote, to commit our spiritual, intellectual, physical, and financial resources to strengthening our community today for a vital tomorrow. That much is, of course, the responsibility of every synagogue that seeks to remain a vibrant center of Jewish life. Our communal hope is that the traditions we cherish, the aspirations we hold dear, will shape a better world for the generations after ours, and that those traditions, those aspirations, will be theirs as well. The strength of Reform Judaism and its innovative contribution to Jewish life has been its ability to lift up the jewel of our heritage and turn it in such a way that the light of modernity causes it to shine with even greater brilliance. Thriving communities are constantly experimenting and illuminating new facets of meaning. At Emmanuel, we do so through our Skirball Center and our lifelong learning, caring community, Tikkun Olam, Saviv, and Introduction to Judaism initiatives, just to name a few. And we are doing so in worship. With thanks to Cantor Rhodes, our musical program has begun to elevate Emmanuel's awe-inspiring, magnificent choral tradition within an arc of prayer that also incorporates moments of musical intimacy and congregational singing. And since last June, we have been utilizing an off-print of an updated version of the Union Prayer Book published jointly by the Chicago Sinai Congregation and the Society for Classical Reform Judaism, a volume which feels like and adheres in most every respect to the older version, but with gender-sensitive poetry and prose, a more contemporary idiom, and Hebrew transliterated for those who cannot read it. When we began to pray from the off-print, we said we would create opportunities to come together, reflect on the experience, and learn from it as we chart our own course forward. And that is what we are doing this very special Shabbat. Tonight and tomorrow, as you've heard, we welcome our scholar in residence, Rabbi Howard Berman, for a community conversation about Temple Emmanuel's liturgical journey and an opportunity for us to share with each other what we value in a prayer book. Rabbi Berman is executive director of the Society for Classical Reform Judaism and editor of the Union Prayer Book, Sinai Edition and Sinai Edition Revised, the contemporary language version of the historic liturgy of American Reform Judaism. And he painstakingly edited our Emmanuel adaptation as well. Rabbi Berman earned his undergraduate degree in European history from the University of London and studied for the rabbinate at the Leo Beck College there and at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem and the Hebrew Union College in Cincinnati. Ordained in 1974, as so many of you remember, he served for 5 years as Temple Emmanuel's assistant rabbi, so he knows us well. From 1979 to 1981, he was associate rabbi of Temple Beth Israel in West Hartford, and from 1982 until 1997, he served as senior rabbi of Chicago Sinai Congregation, where he remains rabbi emeritus, even as he now leads the Central Reformed Temple in Boston. In each congregation, Rabbi Berman's efforts in the arena of social justice have been extensive, as has been his scholarship. His graduate studies include work in American religious history at the University of Chicago Divinity School and the Chicago Theological Seminary. In 1999, he was awarded the degree of Doctor of Divinity by the Hebrew Union College. During services tonight and tomorrow, Rabbi Berman will address different aspects of liturgical evolution and the Union Prayer Book. Tonight, with an eye toward Emmanuel's past, and tomorrow on his innovations at the Chicago Sinai congregation. And then following our Own Egg Shabbat tonight over a light dinner and tomorrow over lunch, for those temple members who have registered, a study of older and newer texts, their linguistic and theological implications, and a conversation about what each of us values in a prayer book. Wherever our liturgical journey takes us, we will be so much richer for the experience of this Shabbat. On a personal note, I am deeply grateful to Rabbi Berman for his generosity of time and spirit to me. He has been a great friend as I begin my tenure at Temple Emmanuel. Indeed, I am honored to welcome back to our pulpit Rabbi Howard Berman.
Good evening and good Shabbos. And thank you so much, Rabbi Davidson, for your kind words of introduction, and even more for your generous and gracious invitation to be here this evening as scholar in residence at Emmanuel this weekend. While I hope certainly to impart some spiritual and historical perspectives, which I hope will be a meaningful experience of learning for each of you in the course of our time together this Sabbath, I do feel called to begin my message this evening by expressing the deeply personal joy and blessing that being here at this moment holds for me. Returning to this place, to this sanctuary, to this very pulpit, brings, in a sense, in full circle, a journey that has been the major focus and direction of my life. The faith and ideals that are at the core of Congregation Emmanuel's distinctive identity and heritage have been the formative influences in my own personal development and growth. The spiritual journey that began as a child, encountering an ever-deepening relationship and love of God and of our Jewish tradition, inspiring my decision at the age of 7 to become a rabbi. Throughout my childhood and teenage years, the connection and influence of this temple was very direct. The impressionable and developing spirituality of a young man so deeply shaped by what became one of the highlights of my week as a kid. While all of my friends in Fairlawn, New Jersey, would walk around with their pastel-colored transistor radios, listening to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, or Diana Ross and the Supremes, every Friday at 5:30, my dial would be set to the late lamented WQXR-FM as I would eagerly anticipate the legendary broadcasts of Emmanuel's Sabbath Eve service. Those golden moments of inspiration by the majestic music and the resonant eloquence emanating from this pulpit through the sound waves to suburban New Jersey began a deep emotional connection with this great and sacred place that has continued in my heart to this very day. This encounter from afar, or at least across the Hudson, inspired a dream that was glowingly and providentially fulfilled when, in 1974, the newly elected and impossibly young senior rabbi, Ronald B. Sobel, invited me to come to New York during my final year at Hebrew Union College in Cincinnati to offer me the opportunity to begin my rabbinic career here as assistant rabbi. My attachment to the spiritual ideals and principles of Reform Judaism as it has been practiced here at Emmanuel were profoundly deepened and strengthened during those warm and wonderful 5 years that I served this congregation. And in turn, these values and this particular liturgical tradition have continued as a consistent inspiration throughout my own life and work since. I dreamed of beginning my rabbinic career here at Emmanuel precisely because of the distinctive understandings and expressions of Jewish belief and worship that have guided this congregation for 170 years and have also always been at the core of my own religious identity and faith. And it is this heritage and its continuing renewal that I want to reflect upon with you in the course of this weekend. The entire complex of characteristics that mark this congregation's values and practices are known beyond these walls as classical Reform Judaism. This historic tradition, rooted in the courageous and visionary renewal of traditional Jewish belief and practice 2 centuries ago, has developed a variety of interpretations and expressions, some rather different than the modes that have emerged in this place. However, in the midst of an ever-broadening diversity of interpretation and practice that mark American Reform Judaism today, much of which continues to find meaning in very different styles of prayer and music, Temple Emmanuel's tradition and identity, embodied in the broad spiritual vision of the Union Prayer Book, continues to be a vital and creative force. It is this understanding of Judaism that seeks to uphold the broad intellectual horizons and progressive spiritual values that marked those courageous, pioneering years of the liberal Jewish spirit in the 19th and early 20th century. It seeks to preserve the best of this tradition, but also to renew it in creative ways, always aspiring to achieve a balance of the historic and the contemporary, of continuity and change that can provide a meaningful, authentically Jewish alternative for the many kinds of people who seek to experience our faith's inclusive universal message. Temple Emmanuel and the Union Prayer Book tradition are rooted in the legacy of the progressive, radical wing of liberal Judaism in the 19th century, which sought a substantial revision of both synagogue worship and the theological principles underpinning our prayer. Among the most prominent rabbinic advocates of this position was David Einhorn. Einhorn was the leading Jewish abolitionist in the Civil War era and the great champion of Reform Judaism's emerging commitment to the struggle for social justice. Rabbi Einhorn led Temple Beth El of New York until his death in 1879. And it was Beth El, whose grand temple was on Fifth Avenue at 76th Street, that later merged with Congregation Emmanuel in 1929, when this building was built, to form what became the largest and most influential synagogue in America. Einhorn's vigorously and courageously progressive spiritual vision of a modern Judaism deeply engaged in the broader issues of contemporary American life was something of a counterpoint to the predominant spiritual vision of the major voice in American reform in that era, the more moderate and mainstream Rabbi Isaac Meir Wise, the consensus-building founder of the central institutions of our movement. These different points on the reform spectrum were embodied in their respective approaches to worship and observance. Rabbi Wise created a prayer book colorfully entitled Minhag America, the American Liturgy, which was published in 1857. In common with the service compiled for Emmanuel 2 years earlier by its rabbi Leo Mertzbacher, these early attempts were primarily abbreviated and amended versions of the historic Orthodox Siddur, the main innovation being the inclusion of a full English translation. However, Rabbi Einhorn's prayer book, published in 1856, entitled Olat Tamid, The Perpetual Offering, was in contrast a thoroughgoing revision of the traditional liturgy. Rather than merely an abbreviated and translated version of the Siddur, this radically new reform approach to worship retained the basic order of the service, but cast it in a modern form that paraphrased the themes of the ancient texts in original, newly composed prayers with contemporary interpretations. When the Central Conference of American Rabbis sought to create a unified, common liturgy for all Reform temples in 1894, it was Rabbi Einhorn's progressive vision that prevailed, resulting in the new volume, The Union Prayer Book, clearly shaped to interpret the ancient Hebrew texts with new prayers, expressing our faith's timeless spiritual and ethical ideals in fresh ways. In English readings, matchless for their poetic and lyrical beauty, Congregation Emmanuel formally adopted the Union Prayer Book within a year of its publication, and since 1895 has worshipped in this cherished tradition. Now, today's Reform Judaism embraces a broad spectrum of interpretation, belief, and practice, appropriate for a liberal religious movement that affirms individual freedom and congregational autonomy. Mainstream reform in contemporary America reflects the re-embrace of traditional Jewish ritual and observance that has characterized our broader movement over the past 40 years. These trends were primarily reflected in the 1975 prayer book, Gates of Prayer, and to an even greater extent in its new liturgy, Mishkan Tefillah. And yet, while most Reform congregations have gone to replace the Union Prayer Book with the significantly different, more ritually conservative liturgies, Temple Emmanuel joins the countless numbers of individual Reform Jews and those other congregations who continue to cherish the beauty and inspiration of our distinctive heritage, committed to the broad, embracing, and spiritual vision that has found inspiration and given guidance to so many of us through the years. It was this experience of prayer, of the beauty of language, of a prayer that raises us to a higher level of consciousness, enriched by magnificent music, that brought many of you to this particular congregation at whatever point in time, in the midst of all the other alternatives within this largest Jewish community in the world. And it was what brought me personally to Reform Judaism as a young teenager, when, having initially been raised in a conservative synagogue, I caught that first Emmanuel broadcast on radio. At the age of 14, I informed my parents that I was quitting our family's conservative shul and joining our local Reform temple. A few days later, I bicycled over to the congregation and with that week's allowance bought my own first copy of the Union Prayer Book. That now worn and frayed volume has been my constant companion ever since. I have used that very book twice a day, every day of my life since then. Every single day for more than 56 years, reciting the daily services for evening and morning. And while I know the beloved words by heart, there are always new and deeper insights jumping off the page into my consciousness, even after all these years. And so, friends, I share this with you to assure you that I come honestly to my own love and commitment to that prayer book and to the tradition it embodies. I have been extraordinarily blessed in my rabbinic career, having been spent entirely leading congregations that have continued to use the Union Prayer Book, even after my ordination, when in 1975, the first successor, Gates of Prayer, was published. Those first years here at Emmanuel were followed by 20 years as senior rabbi of Chicago Sinai Congregation, with Emmanuel, one of the flagship classical Reformed temples in our country, where the continued use of the Union Prayer Book was the condition upon which I accepted that pulpit in 1981. But it was also my deep love for this book, and the faith it proclaims, that compelled me to realize that its message and its distinctive heritage could best be preserved for future generations by creating a faithful, contemporary revision of its texts in modern, inclusive English that would reflect the perspectives and sensibilities of our own time. My congregation and I came to realize that we could not let the these and the thous of the formal, if elegant, Elizabethan language stand in the way of renewing this historic voice for this very different sensibilities of a new generation in a new century, indeed in a new millennium. And so we undertook the preparation of the new version of the Union Prayer Book, the Sinai edition, that first came out in the year 2000 and was then again revised 4 years ago. In my subsequent work as Rabbi of Central Reformed Temple of Boston and as Executive Director of the Society for Classical Reform Judaism, I have devoted my life to continuing to advocate for the preservation and the renewal of our beautiful heritage as American Reformed Jews by promoting our revised Sinai edition throughout our movement. While most congregations may have indeed adopted the new, very traditionalist volume, Mishkan Tefillah, for their worship, increasing numbers of temples are now also using the Sinai Union Prayer Book as a supplement or as an alternative prayer book. A number of temples use it as their primary liturgy. Most significantly, through the efforts of our Society for Classical Reform, our Sinai Union Prayer Book is being used regularly for daily services at Hebrew Union College in Cincinnati, inspiring and empowering a new generation of future rabbis to encounter their own heritage as a viable and vital option for today. And as a testament to its enduring and universal power, the Society has commissioned a modern Hebrew translation of the most beloved English readings from the Union Prayer Book, now being used as a worship supplement by Reform synagogues throughout the state of Israel. This special adaptation that you have been using here at Emmanuel over the past few months has been conceived to reflect the distinctive setting and identity of this congregation. This experiment is part of the thoughtful, serious process of study and reflection that Rabbi Davidson described, as this congregation has been engaged to chart its future direction. I am so gratified to know that many of you have found renewed meaning and a clear sense of the continuity of what is beloved and enduring in your use of this particular version. Friends at this crossroads, in the fabled history of Congregation Emmanuel of the City of New York, we of the Society for Classical Reform join many Reformed Jews throughout the world who continue to look to this great place as the bastion of the noblest and best of the liberal Jewish spirit. We are grateful to Rabbis Sobel and Posner for their stewardship of this legacy over the past 40 years of transition in our broader movement. We pray that under the vigorous and visionary leadership of Rabbi Davidson, the members of this temple will remain strong in your resolve, that Emmanuel will forever continue to be a proud, faithful, and confident alternative for the Jewish community of this city, a champion of its unique values in the worldwide Reformed Jewish family, always seeking to creatively renew this tradition to express, experience, and share it for the 21st century. And so I am deeply grateful for the privilege of once again occupying this pulpit and offering teaching for this congregation that remains such an important influence in my own life. May I conclude with the blessing of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to a loving and merciful God that is so much in my heart at this moment. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shehechianu, lekiyamanu, vehegianu, lazman hazeh. We praise you, loving God, creative spirit of the universe, who has preserved us in life, sustained us, and permitted us to share this moment of reunion, of vision, and of promise together. Amen.